When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
I hear a bird, a Glockamara bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheering word. I hear a breeze, a river shining breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glockamara? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry, and Kildare? How are things in Glockamara? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lad that comes a whistling to Oralee, how are things in Glockamara this fine day?
Well, that was the charming and lilting voice of Petula Clark, a pop star who made a Hollywood film out of a Broadway musical. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIWFM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual NPR station, emanating out of Southampton, ever westward and ever northward into the airwaves. Well, we're in the middle of January now. We're in just starting off our 12th year on the air, and I want to thank all you listeners. And I particularly want to thank anyone who donated to this wonderful NPR station during the end of 2022. Well, one of our, or at least one of my favorite shows towards the end of 2022 was a show about Petula Clark, a really fabulous pop singer of immense dimension and proportion. And she recorded a lot of Broadway songs, and she was in a film, A Finian's Rainbow, about 20 years after the fact, about 20 years after it were on Broadway. And I started to muse, as one does in the slightly dreary days of January. And I thought, there have actually been a lot of pop stars who've been recruited not to necessarily perform on Broadway, but to perform in Hollywood or wherever in the film adaptations of Broadway shows. So that's what we're going to look at today. Pop, Broadway, Hollywood, I don't know, whatever constellation you want to put that together. But we will go to the early 1930s. And of course, there weren't tons of commercial recording artists who did tons of films, because you didn't have sound film really until 1927, who weren't also Broadway stars and stuff like that. But Bing Crosby is probably the first guy or gal who had a, you know, good pop career, huge, in the late 20s, early 30s with Paul Whiteman, and then on his own. And here he is with Ethel Merman in the 1936 film Of Anything Goes as Billy Crocker.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best instead of getting them off my chest.
What then?
To let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, for I probably missed a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are.
Proceed.
You're the top.
You're just saying that.
You're the Swanee River. You're the top. You're a V8 flipper. You're the buds that grow when the winter snow drifts thaws.
Oh,
you're the walls of China. You're Carolina.
Yeah,
you're Santa Claus.
Make more.
You're a knight in the streets of Cairo. You're a flight in an auto gyro. I'm the lazy hound that hangs around the shop.
Oh.
But a baby, I'm the bottom. You're the top.
Reno, you're the top.
Who, me?
Yes, ma'am. You're the roof of heaven.
Oh.
You're the top.
Now you're kidding.
I wouldn't kid you. You're a lucky seven.
Ha!
You're the curves that whiz from an arm like Dizzy Dean's. Spark, you're Niagara's waters. You're Dion's daughters and you're Boston bees.
The bees come from Boston.
Yes, ma'am. You're the grave. Mr. Einstein's noodle. And your weight, well, let's see. An apple strudel.
Thanks, low.
I'm a good for naught.
No.
An afterthought from the floor. But a baby, I'm the bottom. You're the top.
What have I got that the others ain't? That always seems to please. Ain't my perfume nor my fancy paint, but when I charm the men all swarm just like they was bees. There's honey in the honeycomb, there's sugar in the cane, a real oyster stew and bubbles and sweet champagne. There's jelly in the jelly roll and sap in every tree. Oh, there's honey in the honeycomb, and honey, there's love in me. There's love in me.
That was Lena Horne, of course. What a wonderful voice in the 1942 film of Cabin in the Sky, the first really impressive all-black musical from Hollywood, from MGM. And she had, you know, she hadn't recorded tons of stuff, but she had a fair number of recordings with Charlie Barnett and fronting some other swing orchestras and as a nightclub singer. So that's definitely Lena Horne taking over a great Latouche Duke song from the film of Cabin in the Sky. We'll turn now to sort of the post-war era, where so many more musicals were adapted from Broadway into Hollywood films. And here's a trifecta of the Rat Pack. Frank Sinatra, of course, the most important pop star during and after World War II. And he did a number of films. He did a film called Higher and Higher, which maybe has, you know, three words left over from the Rodgers and Hart stage show that it was quote unquote based on. And then On the Town, of course, and Guys and Dolls and some other projects. He was supposed to be in Carousel as Billy Bigelow, but he walked off the set. Another story for another time. But here is another version of Finian's Rainbow that was recorded but never produced. It was supposed to be an animated film version of Finian's Rainbow with not only Frank Sinatra, but Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. So here is a great Burton Lane Harburg tune sung for the movies by the great pop star Frank Sinatra.
On that great come and get it day, won't it be fun when worry is done and money is hay? That's the time things will come your way. On that great, great come and get it day, I'll get my gal that calico gown. I'll get my mule that acre of ground. 'Cause word has come from Gabriel's horn, the earth beneath you plow is a budding and now it's yourn. Glory time coming for to stay. On that great, great come and get it day. On that great, great, great come and get it day. Won't it be fun when your worry is done and money is hay? That's the time things will come your way. On that great, great come and get it day. I got my gal her calico gown. I got my mule his acre of ground. 'Cause word has come from Gabriel's horn, the earth beneath your plow is a button and now it's yourn. Glory time coming for to stay. On that great, great come and get it day.
It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my.
Little David was small, but oh my.
He fought big Goliath, who lay down and dieth. Little David was small, but oh my. Wadu, Simbabaloo, Scatawadadida, Scattywa. That fish's abdomen, oh Jonah, he lived in the whale. Little Moses was found in a stream.
Little Moses was found in a stream.
He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. Wadu, Simbabaloo, Hadawadadida, Scattywa, Scattywa. Yeah, ain't necessarily so. The devil's a villain, but it ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no faults. Oh, I'll take that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years.
Methuselah lived 900 years.
But who calls that living when no gal will give in to one man? What's 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa.
That, of course, was Sammy Davis Jr., a sport in life in the film version of Porgy and Bess, a role he was dying to play. He did everything he could to get Sam Goldwyn to say yes, and thankfully he did. And thankfully, it's hard to find a screening of that film, which has its ups and downs, but certainly its up is Sammy Davis, who was, you know, he'd done one minor Broadway show, but a major recording artist at that point. Often when they would take Broadway shows and turn them into Hollywood films, they had to make a calculation about who they could keep from the original show and who was good box office material. So when they made the film version of Bells Are Ringing, they kept Judy Holliday, who'd won a Tony, and paired her with the pop song trifecta of the Rat Pack. Well, the Rat Pack hadn't quite been formed yet, almost, maybe like right after he made this movie. Anyway, here is Dean Martin and Judy Holliday from Bells Are Ringing.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lonely day.
Oh, shall we show them that little act we used to do in Chicago?
Where?
At the stockyard. Are you ready?
Let's slaughter them.
My partner, Millicent Scott.
Nothing at all.
Watch the arm, it only bends one way.
T for two and two for
T.
Two, four, where are you going?
Over here on the other foot.
Wait for me.
Not give him everything, okay?
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
just in time.
You found me just in time.
Before you came, my time was running.
The sack could play the Palladium, or even the Yankee Stadium.
I was lost.
He was lost.
The losing dice were tossed.
They were tossed.
My bridges all were crossed.
They were crossed.
Nowhere to go.
Oh, my darling, now you're here. And now I know just where I'm going. Never a doubt or fear. Now I'm on my way.
For love came just in time.
In time.
You found me just in time. And changed my lonely life that lovely day.
Just in time. Just in time. Just in time.
Dean Martin and Judy Holliday. Well, as I said earlier, it was always a kind of juggling match with the studio chiefs if they paid a lot of money for a Broadway musical. Who was going to be in it? Who was indelibly linked to a role on Broadway and who was indelibly linked to the wallets and purses of American consumers across the country? When they made a film version of The Pajama Game, they desperately tried to team up Janice Page, who had played Babe in the original, with Frank Sinatra to play Sid Sorokin. And for whatever reason, Frank Sinatra didn't do it. So they weren't going to have John Raitt and Janice Page. They kept John Raitt and thankfully, in my opinion, got Doris Day, who delivers a titanic performance. You realize in watching the film how lively and interesting she was. If only she had done more movie musicals. At any rate, here's the big one she did from Broadway.
Love? Are you nuts?
Some people can't tell when it hits them.
All you gotta do is say hello to a man, and they've got you whispering in his ear. All you gotta do, it seems, is work for him, and they've got you going berserk for him. If there's a guy you merely have a beer with, they've got you setting the wedding date. It seems they've just got to have some dirt to bend your ear with. So before you start, I herewith state, I'm not at all in love, not at all in love, not I, not a bit, not a mite. Though I'll admit he's quite a hunk of guy, but he's not my cup of tea, not my cup of tea, not he, not an ounce, not a pinch. He's just an inch too sure of himself for me. Well, of course you've noticed his manly physique and that look in his eyes. Say, I'm sure he can cut most any man down to size. He must be as fierce as a tiger when he's mad.
And I'll bet he cries like a little boy when he's sad.
But I'm not at all in love, not at all in love, not I, not straw. I don't care if he's as strong as a lion, or if he has the rest of you sighing. You may be sold, but this girl ain't buying. I'm not at all in love.
She's not at all in love, not at all in love. Oh no. That glow, 'cause she's not at all in love, not
must be the light from the ceiling shining there in her eyes. He's young and handsome and smart, and we can't get over it.
But this lady's heart, he doesn't affect a bit.
It's easy to see that her dandy grin is the grin she always wears. And she's breathless because she ran up a flight of stairs.
Obviously.
Naturally.
Definitely.
Obviously.
Naturally.
Definitely.
She's not at all in love, not at all in love. Not she.
No, I'm not.
Not a dot.
Not a touch.
No, not much.
When I fall in love, there'll be no doubt about it. Cause you will know from the way that I shout it.
You're shouting.
Well, we creep into the 1960s when everything went out the window in terms of what the expectations were for film musicals. I'm indebted to my good pal and colleague Richard Barrios for our next number. This is from When the Boys Meet the Girls, which was this insane rock and roll version of the Gershwins' Girl Crazy. And here is Herman's Hermits. Herman's Hermits, a great band from the pop band from the 1960s, biding their time with a Gershwin melody.
Some fellas love to tiptoe through the tulips. Some fellas go on singing in the rain. Some people keep on painting skies with rainbows. Some fellas keep on swinging down the lane. Kind of guy I am, while other folks grow dizzy, I keep busy biding my time. Next year, something's bound to happen. This year. Keep on napping and biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I am. There's no regretting when I'm setting by.
Hi, beautiful.
You got it wrong, Delilah. You're beautiful.
Oh, well, I knew it was one of us.
Oh, that's my girl.
There's no regretting when I'm setting biding my time.
Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ease on down. Ease on down the road.
enough. Ta-da. Come on, Dorothy. Don't you carry nothing? That might be a loan. Come on. Here's a hook. Oh!
Well, y'all know what that song is. That is the song that keeps reappearing in The Wiz, which was this kind of insanely bloated, impossible to film version of the 1975 Broadway hit directed by Sidney Lumet, that great musical comedy director. But one thing it did have was a team of wonderful singers, Lena Horne, again, who was Sidney Lumet's mother-in-law, but also, as you just heard, Diana Ross and Michael Jackson. So there you go. Michael Jackson made a film of a Broadway musical. What do you know about that? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM. I want to take a moment to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation for their constant support for this radio program. And that allows us to do these weird, wacky things like pop stars who starred in Hollywood adaptations of Broadway musicals. That's what we're looking at today. When they made the film of The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, a lot of hands got involved, and it vaguely resembled the Broadway show, but only vaguely. And once they brought Dolly Parton on board, she contributed dialogue and scenes and rewrote the script and, of course, some songs. But here is Dolly singing one of the few songs, I think, she sings from the original stage version of The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
drunk. Maybe I'll just get drunk on apple wine. Me, I'll be just fine.
You always have before.
Where am I going to?
Well, one thing that happens when you do a Hollywood adaptation of a Broadway show and you get the biggest pop star in the world at that point, who is Madonna, is sometimes she pilfers songs by other characters. That is not sung by Eva Peron in the stage version. But Madonna, you know, elbowed out Meryl Streep and Michelle Pfeiffer and Liza Minnelli. And I think she gives a very credible performance, because what was Eva Peron anyway but an international pop star in her way? We are so used to Queen Latifah as this ubiquitous pop culture person. She's the equalizer now. She seems to be in everything, movie star and television star. Here is her performance in the film version of Chicago. And remember that she started as a rapper. She went gold. I mean, she was totally in the pop world and supposedly won a contest in New Jersey when she was a teen, singing Home from The Wiz. So what goes around comes around. At any rate, here's Queen Latifah from the film of Chicago.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the keeper of the keys, the countess of the clink, the mistress of Murderer's Row, matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. Mama's good to you. There's a lot of favors I'm prepared to do. You do one for Mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. I deserve a lot of tact for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to Mama, Mama's good to you. If you want my gravy, pepper my ragu, spice it up for Mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You put in for Mama, she'll put out for you. The folks atop the ladder are the ones the world adores. So boost me up my ladder, kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking Mama, Mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I could bring this number two? When you're good to Mama,
Crystal Room is proud to present the club debut of America's newest recording stars, The Dreams.
Every man has his own special dream, and your dream's just about to come true. Life's not as bad as it may seem if you open your eyes to what's in front of you. We're your dream girls, boy. Dream girls, boys.
your whole life through.
Your triggers can make your dreams come true.
Your triggers, boy, will make you happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your triggers, boys, will always care. Your triggers, triggers will never leave you. No, no. And all you've got to do is dream, baby. We'll be there, yeah. Dream. Triggers will help you to survive. Fantasies alive.
Dream girls always love you and they'll be true.
Your dream girl can only make love to you.
I'm not the dream that you had before. I'm the dream that will give you more and more. We're your dream girls, boy, we'll make you happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're your dream girls, boys, we'll always care.
Well, inevitably, we had Diana Ross take over for Stephanie Mills from The Wiz. And here is a film version of a Broadway musical based on Diana Ross, but this time starring Beyoncé and Jennifer Hudson, who made her film debut along with Anika Nani Rose in Dreamgirls. So, I don't know, kind of full circle. So we're looking forward, I suppose, in the next year or two, Ariana Grande. It's going to be in the film of Wiz, film of Wicked, two parts. Who knows how that's going to be? But as I said, Jennifer Hudson was in Dreamgirls, and she came to fame, of course, on American Idol. So here is another American Idol-made pop star, Carrie Underwood, sort of bringing us back to the traditional Broadway musical in a TV version of The Sound of Music that had supersonic ratings. So I hope you enjoyed the sound of pop music or pop stars rendering the great music from Broadway on the Hollywood soundstage.
My day in the hills has come to an end. I know a star has come out to tell me it's time to go. But deep in the dark green shadows are voices that urge me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen for one more sound, for one more lovely thing that the hills might say. The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies.
from church on a breeze, to laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones in its way, to sing through the night like a lark. I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of music, and I'll sing.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.